Ayurvedic medicine, yes. We often talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is one of our favorite subjects.
Oh, I've adopted some of these myself.
That's why, like, for years, because, you know, the weather and the kids and all, I didn't grow flowers or vegetables or anything. I just grew boxes of herbs and used those. And now I find that growing them inside as well, I can have them the year round. Instead of drying them up or anything,
yes.
I can have the fresh herbs all year round.
Yes.
Even some parts of the nettle.
Yes.
Of saying,
liver cleansing.
But you've got to be careful which part you
liver
use.
Cleansing. And in fact, the first season, the smart farmers actually, you know, engage a bit. It's in homeopathic medicine. Nettles is a very strong.
It's good also for the female reproductive system if they're going to have babies, taking nettle, and along with what is it, raspberry, wild raspberry?
Yeah, and raspberry seed now is being investigated for.
And rosehip, we never used to care about it, but rosehip tea and rosehip is also very good. My sister-in-law started from the near, because they used to live up north, she started making rosehip vinegar.
Wow.
Lots of vitamin C.
So she started wine, but then they joined a church that they're not allowed to drink. So she let it the wine and got it way that way to the family.
That's a good story.
So after the best part, I was so shocked. After dinner, they took out this rosehip wine bottle and water and put in a few drops of the rosehip into the water and gave Malcolm a drink. Said, Malcolm, try how do you like? I said, it tastes quite good. And then I thought, but that is medicine.